This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A bill to ban certain types of semi-automatic weapons failed at the state legislature early this morning. Hundreds of people testified for and against the policy, sharing stories of violence and fears about losing rights. A legislative committee rejected the ban by a single vote. Three Democrats joined the panel's Republicans in opposition. A separate package of stricter gun laws is on its way to passing. The 200-year-old Santa Fe Trail is about to get a digital presence. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on recent state tourism grants in southern Colorado.
The Canyons and Plains nonprofit organization will use $20,000 in state funds to provide visitor information online about the Santa Fe Trail Scenic and Historic Byway, which follows part of the old trade route through Prowers, Bent, Otero, and Los Animas counties. The project is one of 22 grant recipients from the State Tourism Agency. Others include a hotel feasibility study in Cheyenne County, enhanced wildlife viewing in Trinidad, and highlighting some mountain bike trails in Fremont County. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
New snow in Colorado's mountains should help slow a quicker spring melt due to dust. When debris from a nearby storm lands on mountain snow, it makes it darker and warmer. Russ Schumacher directs the Colorado Climate Center.
Part of the reason, too, why the melt at those mid-elevations happened so fast this week was there was that layer of dust on there from the storm last week. And so what can help is if we get a little bit more fresh snow on top of it, that can at least delay that process a little bit.
Some areas of the high country could receive several inches of snow over the next few days. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.